Chapter 2 Alice the Little Fairy. Brave Hunter was walking along the track, humming a song and kicking away some little stones. The two horses, which he had taken along, were fully packed. He had left the cottage at sunrise and had already been walking for 4 hours. Time for a cup of tea and some of those delicious biscuits Annie has put in a bag, he thought to himself. He noticed a nice flat spot near a brook, so he tied the horses to the trunk of a tree and took out a blanket, the flask of tea and chocolate chip biscuits from his travel bag. He felt very content in the sun, nibbling on his biscuit. These biscuits really are the best in the whole wild world, he mumbled as he took a delicious bite of the biscuit. I sure do agree with you on that one, he heard a voice behind him. Who is there? Brave Hunter asked as he turned around. It's me. Neston jumped out of the bushes where he had been hiding. What on earth are you doing here? You should be at home with your mother, shouted Brave Hunter in both surprise and outrage. I've been following you because I want to fight the pirates, said Neston, trying to grab a biscuit. You are not going to have a biscuit. Brave Hunter snatched the bag away. You're going straight back, and you make sure that you are home before dark. Neston looked at Brave Hunter with huge eyes. Oh, but I don't want to go home. Please, why can't I come with you? Brave Hunter shook his head. That is out of the question. You should never have followed me. It is far too dangerous. And besides, I have enough things to worry about without having to watch over you. Brave Hunter frowned as he looked at Neston. Neston bowed his head and nodded. Well, if you put it that way, I will go back. But can't I have a biscuit and a slurp of tea before I go back? Brave Hunter smiled and said, of course. Come and sit here with me on the blanket. He pointed at the blanket. And here you are, have a cup. Brave Hunter poured the delicious steaming tea into the large cup and gave Neston one of Annie's biscuits. Neston was just about to take a big bite of the biscuit when he heard a very tiny voice. Help me, please help me! Neston looked around, but couldn't see anybody. Did you hear that, Brave Hunter? Asked Neston. Brave Hunter nodded. Yes, but I can't see anybody. It sounds as if it's coming from the other side of the brook. Brave Hunter was looking over at the meadow on the other side of the brook. Please help me, I'm over here, near the large rocks in the water. They both turned their heads towards the rocks in the water and couldn't believe what they saw. Above the rocks, a little fairy was hanging on the branch of a tree. Her wings were caught up in the branches of the tree. She was a very beautiful little fairy in a long blue dress with long curly brown hair and big brown eyes with long black lashes. A small case made of mother-of-pearl was hanging around her neck on a fine gold necklace, and there were little golden shoes on her feet. Please, stop staring at me and help me to get my wings out of these branches before they break. Although she was speaking, her little voice sounded sweeter than any song. Brave Hunter and Neston rushed over to the rocks and freed the little fairy from the branches. When they put her safely on the grass, she said, My name is Alice, and on my way to Brave Hunter to ask him for help. Brave Hunter looked surprised and exclaimed, I am Brave Hunter! Alice jumped into the air. Oh, I'm so glad that I found you, she said. Her wings were fluttering with excitement. They sounded like hundreds of tiny bells as they whisked through the air. She then put on a serious face. I have such a terrible thing to tell you, Brave Hunter. I am from Jingleland. It lies over there behind the hill. Alice was pointing towards the mountains to the right of the path. It is a very beautiful and peaceful country. There's all kinds of multicolored butterflies and so many colorful birds and lovely scented flowers. We fairies lived so happily and peacefully in Jingleland. It was so remote that nobody could find our paradise. Alice shook her brown curls and sighed deeply. Until the witch Caligula found our Jingleland hideaway. Ever since, fairies have been disappearing. The witch catches the fairies and puts them in glass jars. shivered at her thought. And at night, when there's a full moon, she puts the jars outside in a circle. She sits in the middle of the circle with her legs crossed and chants all kinds of spells. Apparently, she believes that this will give her greater magic powers. Then, when she has finished her chants, she starts to dance around the jars and sings a song about evil witches capturing fairies. Will be made into soup. Ella's wings fluttered up and down with anger. The fairies in jars are terrified, Brave Hunter. They don't laugh or sing anymore, and some of them have lost all their hair from worry. We're at our wits' end. We've tried everything to capture the witch and free our fairies. But every time a group of our bravest fairies set off to beat a wicked witch, they fail to come back. They too end up in a glass jar. We have no idea how to chase the mean witch away and free our fairies. And that's why our fairy king has assigned me to ask you, Brave Hunter, to catch the wicked witch and free our fairies from those horrible glass jars. Alice looked at Brave Hunter with huge eyes. He frowned and shook his head. This witch Calicla is really mean, and she has to be stopped. But I'm on my way to Corsica to help my uncle and aunt. They too desperately need my help. Alice flapped her wings and said in a high-pitched voice, But if you go via Jingleland, you will cut out a huge part of the journey. So you'll get to Corsica far quicker. Oh, please, Brave Hunter, you have got to help us. Brave Hunter nodded. Okay, show me where Jingleland is, so I can talk to your king and queen. I am sure that together we can come up with a plan to get rid of this witch once and for all. Brave Hunter clenched his fingers into a fist to emphasize his words. Oh, I'm so glad you want to help us, said Alice with a smile as her wings fluttered in the wind and her bells rang softly. Please, follow me. I will fly ahead of you. Alice flew off in the direction of the mountains. Come on, Neston, get the horses. We are going to Jingleland with Alice. Brave Hunter gestured Neston to walk quickly over to the horses. Wow, this trip becomes more and more exciting by the minute, Neston mused. And in all excitement, Brave Hunter has forgotten all about sending me home. Neston chuckled to himself as he led the horses towards the mountains.